And for whatever reason, the big guy in the sky didn't want us to get there.
Right.
Injuries. I've never seen anything like this in my life. In my whole life, two players the caliber of you and Kawhi can't play half the season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Kawhi's body. I mean, how can he ever get hurt? I feel so badly for him. It drives me crazy. He didn't have a chance, and he works his fanny off. And I say to myself, who are you going to win with? You're going to win with guys like you because you have to do the heavy lifting at the end of the game. Some people can't do that.
Yeah.
You and Kawhi can do it. You go home and you say to yourself, my gosh, it's almost like there's a jinx somewhere. But that was tough. That's tough for me when I see that, even today.
Amen to die.
Dang. The heavy lifting?
Who? That was Jerry West on Paul George podcast.
He definitely only said that because he was on Paul George's podcast.
Yeah, to disrespect Paul George.
1,000% sure. He just threw that in. Well, yeah, you have to do the heavy lifting. No, he doesn't.
Just Reggie to let you
Jackson
know.
Jackson was doing the heavy lifting when they made that conference final.
That's my boy Smurda.
Man.
He was out here putting in work, man.
Jerry West, former GM of the Clippers, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The person that damn near signed them for those contracts.
And called them out.
And then called them out on his podcast.
Like, that's wild.
He said, Paul, never baby, what you're like doing? This
in my life.
I mean, have
in
y'all?
My entire, he old as hell, too.
Have y'all?
Hell no.
He old as hell.
Talking crazy.
The literal
right?
logo was like, yeah, man, y'all wildin'.
Y'all boys just cannot stay healthy.
That's the literal logo.
I just don't understand it, man. I don't know why they can't stay healthy.
Like, KJ just kind of broke it down right before we started recording. Kawhi is only averaging like 50 games a season, like 55. Like, he only had 70, what, twice?
Yeah, 72 and 74.
See. And then he had 9 after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see you got her hurt.
It's just unfortunate, man. He's so talented. And to be able to have, because he has spent so much energy when he plays, because he's guarding the best player and he has to be responsible for offense.
Right.
Well, for a portion of his career, he did. With all of that on him, I'm sure that injuries are bound to happen, but like to this degree,
right?
It's crazy, man.
I mean,
what is his injury at this point with Kawhi?
It started off as a thigh bruise.
Yeah, it's quad, like quad bruise or something.
And then I remember.
Did he tear his ACL?
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think he tore something in his quad. I think.
In the same quad?
I'm not exactly sure.
Because it's always like load management, then it's an injury. Load management, then it's an injury, then it's.
I know the year that the Clippers went to the Western Conference Finals, he had sprained his ACL. Or like he partially tore it, or it might have been his MCL.
And I think tore his knee. Yeah, his ACL in the same knee. In 2021.
And I'm pretty sure he did that this season too, didn't he? Except in the other knee or something?
Yeah, that was the same knee he tore in 2021. And the first time he tore that same knee was in 2017.
When he played those 9 games.
Yeah.
Don't quote me, I'm pretty sure this season.
Torn meniscus.
He tore something in his knees. I think he tore another ligament.
Yeah.
He sprained it or something.
It said he had tore his meniscus in 2022. So that's unfortunate.
Okay, so yeah, that's what it was most recently then.
Yeah. That's unfortunate,
Paul,
man.
George has had like a slew of different injuries. Broke his leg, and then he was having the shoulder issues.
The GOAT.
And
Paul George.
I don't remember what else, but I mean.
Don't forget, guys, talk shit to Michael Jordan. They're going to draft you.
Yeah. Right.
Brandon, no. Talk shit to Michael Jordan.
Talk crazy. He gonna have to talk to you.
Man. He gonna see what's up every time.
But realistically, if they both have like a healthy season, like can they?
It
can
would
they
be
get a
crazy.
Chance?
Yeah,
I think so.
Wait, Russ at the helm? Not the helm, but at the point guard?
Oh, they definitely not winning. For sure. Hell no.
You need to relax with the Russ hate,
shut that
man.
Down.
Who's the head coach right now? It's still Ty Lue?
Yes, sir.
I thought he
isn't he.
No, I thought he left or he was thinking about leaving.
I know they said that he did that interview where he said that coaches always get blamed no matter what.
That's what we get. Ty Lue said.
Ty Lue, yeah. Ty Lue said
they just need somebody that can sit Russ down and be like, bro, stop it. Like, you can't do that.
Didn't somebody try to buy him out of his contract or something like that?
Yeah, hold on. Let's see. Because he's.
I think like this year.
I'm trying to make sure.
NBA champ Ty Lue, coach and player.
Let's see real quick.
Allen Iverson, best friend.
Allen Iverson, best friend. Down to the Braves.
Down to the flow.
Down to the flow.
Yeah, man.
Cha-cha slide. Man, they need to give my man Mike Jackson a job still. I think he's just comfortable as a commentator at this point.
Nah, he's been doing, like, anytime it's like a lot of vacant head coach positions, I always see his name come up.
Him and Becky Hammons.
Man, add Doc Riversalis now.
Dang, has he gotten signed yet?
Nope.
I'm not surprised.
The Suns damn near won them, but then at the last minute they were like, nah.
Who the Suns ended up picking up?
Frank Vogel.
Yeah, Frank Vogel.
Frank Vogel going everywhere.
Man, but
especially since he just won this chip too.
Oh, stay with the job.
Ty Lue's still with the Clippers as well. Yeah, his contract's over in 2025.
Okay.
So that's actually, I really think they do have a chance. But
Kawhi got to play more than 55 games.
Yeah, because how can you build chemistry if you just come into the season by the end of the playoffs? Or like,
I play a game, sit out, play a game, sit out, play back-to-back games, sit out, six games.
It's like,
yeah, when he not hurt, Paul George hurt.
Paul George is hurt. Or they hurt at the same time.
Yeah, that's it's really unfortunate, man. But I hope they
This is the same team that made it to their first ever Western Conference Finals, because the Jazz fucking blew it. I know y'all remember that. Mm-hmm. The Jazz fucking blew it at home.
Wow,
man. Donovan Mitchell had a meltdown.
And fucking, because that's when Terrence Mann went off.
Out of nowhere.
That's when Terrence Mann went off.
They were supposed to lose that game, and then I think they ended up blowing them out, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they ended up blowing them out at home.
Yeah, Terrence Mann showed his ass.
It's wild, man. It's really wild.
I don't know, man.
I hope that they do all get better, though, man. I hope their health gets better.
They got the X Factor Russ.
And I mean, yeah. I think he's
right, Will.
Got the most. He got the most heart.
Should we go down the teams Suns that he just was on and break down their success they had?
We ain't
got
to do all that.
You want to talk about the triple does he got with him? Go ahead.
Bro. You want to talk about his MVP? Go ahead.
For the play-in?
I mean, he was making the playoffs when certain people in the West couldn't make the playoffs.
Oh, when it was a 6 seed.
I mean, making the playoffs is making the playoffs.
That ad threw me all the way off. I didn't know you were going to pass the ball reference, bro.
I mean, yeah, getting MVP and then losing the first round, yes. It's got to be kind of humbling, but okay.
I mean, all right, bro. I ain't want to say it, but he got the same amount of rings as Dame, so I don't know what the problem
Which
really
one
is.
The funny thing is, how many all-star teammates has he had?
I mean, yeah.
Should we go down the list?
Hey, Dame has had an all-star teammate.
LaMarcus?
No, Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony.
Didn't Russ have Paul
George? That's a fact.
Or am I mistaken?
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Didn't they get knocked out in the first round by what's that guy name? Damian Lillard.
Which time?
Isn't that crazy?
When was the last time OKC made it past out of the first round with Russ?
They haven't.
Anyway,
that's the thing.
OKC and the Trailblazers.
He's still top 15 point guard of all time, though.
At 15.
Franchises that need help, bro. And both point guards did the best they could.
With Fred VanVleet on the move, bro, the Clippers damn near had to get him.
Fred VanVleet don't want to do it to himself, bro.
Oh, I think I said this last time I recorded. They could trade him for Russ. I mean, Chris Paul again. Straight up.
Straight up, Russ for Chris. And Russ on Golden State. Stop it.
I would love that.
They gonna release his ass.
No.
What if he fuck around and win a chip, bro? I mean, KD and Russ has gone to the scene and win a chip.
Man,
that's all people want to use the Warriors for.
I promise. And you know it would make the KD thing go away, because now it's like,
because Brody got one too.
Nah, he went over there. Hey man,
what with the Clippers?
That's gonna turn into Steph is better than Kevin Durant. That's what that would turn into.
Steph already better than Kevin Durant. I'm joking, of course.
Hey, solo on that Steph. One.
I wouldn't even try.
Unless it's the point guard conversation, that's a different story. But.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I agree. Yeah, fuck Russ.
No,
he has to triple double four times, man.
He could have did it five if it wasn't for Bron.
And where like, did seriously. That get him?
And he did it with, I think, three with OKC, one with the Wizards.
Let's talk about how the season went.
He did one with Houston too.
Please do not talk about the
Let's
season.
Let's talk about how that season went too.
Please do not.
What about it?
That season went.
What about it?
They was in the play-in, bro. Averaging a triple double.
It was like, tough, man.
Don't forget,
it was hard, so, man. You thought that was easy.
So remember, they traded straight up Chris Paul for CP, right? Don't forget, the OKC almost knocked out Houston that year.
Yeah,
literally,
almost.
The refs cheated, and we was watching, the game.
That's when Lou Dort went off, right?
Yes.
Yep.
And Shai was doing his thing, of course, but
average 30.
I think it came down to like literally one bad call. But I remember we watched the series together.
Is that when he threw the ball between James Harden and he tried to throw it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's the one that James Harden got that block. I'm pretty sure it's the same game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not, don't forget, bro.
Man.
That's also why Chris Paul better.
Chris Paul's better than Russ.
I mean, okay, hear me out.
Okay.
Like all time or right now?
They're probably about the same, right? Nah, I still think CP has a little more value than Russ right now.
I think so.
But okay, so after Kevin Durant left, Ibaka and Harden left, when it was just Russ and OKC, I think it was like what, 4 or 5 seasons?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Paul had one season with OKC and they almost went to the second round. That's all I'm gonna say.
And he went to the Suns and went to the finals.
That's cool, man.
That's all I'm saying, but you tell me. Johnny Russ couldn't get out the first round. But okay.
I'm just saying Chris Paul not the second best point guard of all time.
Russ been to the finals before too, so.
Okay. No, add context to that. Cause you said cause like
average.
You said he was driving the car and got that man.
Average 27 points in the finals, bro. What you want?
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Is that proven? Is that
Russell Westbrook averaged 27 points in the finals. He was in the finals too.
You want to see how many turnovers he had?
Look it up.
You would
you
like
want
to see his field goal percentage?
You can look it up if you want to. But I say he averaged 27.
That man was selling.
He averaged 27. KD averaged 30. What?
Hey, bro, I could throw up. We could both throw up empty stats, bro. How did he impact the series?
Hey man, 27 points was needed, and he put them up.
Cause I could tell you Devin Booker had what, 70 points, but I could tell you that 30 of them came in the fourth quarter and the
when they was already getting blown out,
the blowout. So you got
the Boston crowd was cheering him on the score
against the Heatles, bro. Prime Dwayne Wade,
hey,
still prime.
Hey, Dirk did it. Mm-hmm. Old ass Dirk did it.
Shout out to Wayne.
Respect.
They was 22 years old.
Shout out 4-1.
They was only in their 20s, bro. In the finals against Wade. Wade been there before.
He did get robbed in the finals MVP that season. And we will acknowledge that. But yes.
Okay. I was just talking about how LeBron got robbed of what, 5 MVPs?
Yeah, they gave it to Derrick Rose because he went to the Heat that year.
Yeah.
And he didn't deserve it.
Because he gets a fucking Derrick Rose. Shout out Derrick Rose.
Which he didn't deserve that year.
Shout out to Rose, man.
My man's going to have 5 MVPs.
That was a crazy year for Rose.
Nah, straight at that.
It wasn't better than Bron's. It wasn't better than Bron.
Because that was what his second season.
But it was crazy,
man. Was that his third, Derrick Rose? Was that his third season?
I feel like it was his second.
No,
I don't think. I'm not sure. Was it his third?
No, it was second. Because he got drafted in 11, right? 2011?
2010.
No, 8.
8?
Yeah, he got drafted in 8.
Yeah. Let's look.
I don't know. I probably was thirsty.
Because all I remember was that was such a phenomenal year for Rose, man. And everybody nobody expected the Bulls to be that good. Yeah. Nobody.
It still wasn't better. He didn't have a better season than LeBron.
Man, he didn't. I don't think so. So, yeah, his third season is his MVP season. So.
Yeah.
Dang.
LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron had better numbers. He played better and he was far more but he had a way better team too. So I guess that goes into
that
it.
That Bulls team was heat though.
That Bulls team was crazy.
What?
Who they had? Tobbs Gibson. Joakim Noah, man.
Butler.
Can I just say something?
I think cause he was on the Hawks, then he came back, didn't he?
Yeah, he had came back. It had Luke, what's his name? Lucas.
John Lucas the third.
That's ironic. You know,
that's gotta got jumped up by LeBron.
That's dope, man.
That's the only reason I know is that he got jumped up by LeBron.
Because the MVP, you know who averaged 25 points the same year? Dwayne Wade.
That year that he got it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He averaged 25 points and LeBron had his MVP season. And that's his teammate, bro. Like, oh man. What do we compare? What was Rose supposed to do with people like against something like that, bro?
And let's not forget, like, they whooped the Bulls ass.
They were supposed to.
I'm just saying.
They were supposed to.
I remember when the 76ers upset that one seed, man. Oh my goodness, that shit was crazy.
Even before that though.
When?
When it was the Cavs versus the Bulls, boy, LeBron's putting up video game numbers on the wall.
Bruh, no one could guard him.
I do remember that.
When who was supposed to guard
the Bulls? Yeah.
Who was supposed to guard?
He used to be dog walking them. That man, Toronto, especially Toronto.
Man. I see him like half a spin into a splitting the double team and then got a dunk at it. I'm like, what's the
crazy?
Against who?
Just the Bulls.
Just the Bulls.
That's how wild. Always had to be against the Bulls.
Right, yeah.
That's just wild. You see the Jordan stuff up there, you just like,
bet, watch this.
On everything, man.
But yeah, no, he shouldn't have gotten it.
That yeah, game. That's tough, bro. That's tough, Brody.
Hey, man. Shout out Russ, man. Top 15, man. It's going to be good.
At 15.
Yeah, the Clippers going to get it together, man.
They going to believe the vision. Yeah, the Clippers got to get it together. They're going to blow it up. I've been seeing a lot of...
They shopping around Paul George right now.
Yeah. They shopping around Paul George right now because they think about blowing it up.
They're figuring it out, man. We'll see. We will see. So, what's the prediction for next season? They make the playoffs?
Playing.
Who? The Clippers.
Who? Playing.
Playing.
Because I know one of them is just going to get hurt.
I hope not, man.
They're
going to
be like
wanna,
a 17.
I don't even want to put that in the atmosphere, bro. Dang.
I feel like one of them will get hurt, and then they'll be like, oh, they're projected to come back right before the playoffs start. So, that's what I'm like. They'll probably be a play-in team.
I hope they can make it, man. That's going to be good basketball to watch if all of them are playing, you know?
For sure.
Yeah, I definitely.
Oh, yeah.
But was based on what we've seen the last fall season.
Yeah.
Pitiful.
Never go.
Abysmal.
Ridiculous, man. But you know, we appreciate y'all for listening again, man.
Every time.
It's the Capping with the Crew podcast, and we are out.
We're outie.